You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, the coronavirus global pandemic is overwhelming us with data at the moment. I'm on a few WhatsApp groups that are sharing data modeling from the World Health Organization, from WITS, from the NICD and elsewhere. Terms like flatten the curve and isolation and lockdown and epidemiology are becoming part of the everyday language. We know the economic effects of shutting down an entire economy for 21 days are going to be massive. Just how massive is the subject, I think, of much debate among economists. I have a friend in logistics who can't move equipment into the country for an abattoir because it's not considered essential, which does seem a little crazy because it's a key part of our food system anyway. What are the visitors to the country? What are they supposed to do? There must be thousands of tourists in country. Flights are dwindling in the coming weeks. They're grinding to a halt, not to mention hotels closing doors. And in fact, we're going to see the economy decline by much more than the 0.2% that the Reserve Bank said at its most recent meeting. It's enough to overwhelm even the most hardened optimist. That's why a decision by some large and influential business groups to launch a pro bono service to help businesses through this called COBRA is such welcome news. And I'm joined now by Adam Craker, CEO of IQ Business, and Maurice Crespi, Managing Partner at Schindler's Attorneys, two of the founding members. Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight. Adam, what are your thoughts on this lockdown, firstly?
Well, it's a very serious escalation, Michael, very necessary in terms of the health crisis that we're facing, but it exacerbates the economic crisis that business is facing at this point, and clearly is going to push businesses of all sizes over the cliff in terms of the pressure on business revenues and maintenance of those enterprises.
Maurice, now IQ Business and Schindler's Attorneys came together with Engage Business Turnaround, Sidar Group and Envision to form this consortium to bring all of your expertise in your various fields, accounting, legal, tech, business turnaround, all of that, to help businesses in financial distress. And we're going to see that ratchet up. You've called it COBRA, which is COVID Business Rescue Assistance. So it's quite a nifty acronym. And it's a war room, in effect. What is the aim of this war room?
So the aim is to create an ecosystem for businesses to enter and to allow the business turnaround specialists, the mediators — we have an entire panel of mediators — to pull businesses in and to try and not have them go into business rescue, but rather have them go into the ecosystem so that we can engage with the debtor in the debtor-creditor relationship and try and marry the cash flow needs of the debtor with that of the creditor to avoid business rescue. So the idea is, the moment you're financially distressed, you're obliged to put business rescue to the vote. A company will not have to put the company into business rescue if they put it into the COBRA ecosystem. So the idea is to prevent companies from going to into rescue and to establish a relationship through this between the debtors and creditors. So the idea is that everybody come into the system and we manage that for the commercial sector.
And Adam, did I read the release about this correctly in that you're doing this pro bono?
Yes, Michael. The efforts and activities of the consortium partners are being offered to businesses of all sizes in the South African economy to engage with us on a pro bono basis. There are steps that if a business does result in going into a business rescue process, and obviously the process is governed by the Companies Act, and the formal process of engagement would then be undertaken by the providers governed by the Companies Act.
And if you...
If I can add to that, just on the pro bono, I think it's very, very important. And the idea is that it's pro bono from the rescue. So the moment you approach COBRA, it's pro bono in the sense that we engage you. We get our mediators involved. We try and forge the relationships between the various role players. And what Schindler's attorneys are doing is they're doing they're walking companies through the business rescue process if needed. We waive our fees. If our fees come between a successful business rescue and a liquidation, we charge absolutely nothing because that means that it requires pro bono. And then if it goes into liquidation, we'll launch a high court application on a pro bono basis to convert the business rescue into a liquidation. Now, if you think about it, that's when businesses do not want to spend that kind of money. Mm. That costs about 30,000 rand per application, and we're doing that pro bono.
Oh, that is an exceptional example of the tumor mina call the president made. Adam, how have you been coordinating this response in times of limited face-to-face contact? It sounds like you need a lot of your old agile methodology. How are you doing this, though, without all of the face-to-face meetings?
Absolutely. So we came together as consortium partners last Thursday. By Monday, we launched the website, which is the COBRA, COBRA.org.za website. The website has been offering remote webinars during this week. We've had about 20 companies that have gone through those fact-finding and information-based remote webinars. And then we are engaging using the Microsoft Teams platform across all of the consortium partners and are using that to also structure and prioritize the information flow to targeted businesses. We expect at this point to see a very significant growth curve, almost to the kind of level of exponential growth that we've seen in the infection rate of COVID-19 as the implications of both the national disaster and now the national lockdown really start to impact businesses in the South African economy.
Maurice, how can those businesses that urgently need that kind of support that might be facing business rescue get in touch with the COBRA War Room?
The starting point would be cobra.org.za. All the details are there. But I think importantly, please join us on our webinars. We have webinars every day at 10. We take questions from the public, which are really, really useful because you can be case-specific. We have webinars, small group webinars, Monday to Thursday at 10 o'clock, and then a large group on Fridays. The idea of the small groups is that we can answer specific questions for the particular businesses or the participants.
And those webinars accessible through the cobra.org.za website?
Correct. Or you can go to the shimbles.co.za website or the IQ business group website. If they're not on, they'll be on shortly.
Well, well done, guys, for getting this up and running and turned around in next to no time. We'll certainly be following it quite closely. Maurice Crespi, Managing Partner at Schindler's Attorneys, and Adam Craker, CEO of IQ Business.